Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let's start with what's happening in Washington. The House, this is from the New York Times, joined the Senate in passing a spending measure which would avoid a shutdown without funds for President Trump's border wall, ending a two-month war of attrition. Mr. Trump intends to bypass Congress, though, and declare a national emergency to build his long-promised wall, even as he's expected to sign the bill.
And the total of the money, David, that he's going to collect from various agencies doesn't add up to 3 point something. It adds up to 8 point something. And of course, Nancy Pelosi, as expected, comes back and says, well, look, this isn't what this law is intended to, this emergency law. This is for earthquakes or wars. This is not for achieving policy. And warned, very interestingly, Republicans, remember, if this is what you're doing, you're going to be nervous about it, of course, because you know that the Democrats can start to do the same thing should they elect a Democratic president. And I got to tell you, the chances of electing a Democratic president are looking better and better as the future of this president is looking worse and worse, not only because of Mueller and what his report may say, but because of what the House of Representatives is coming up with separately. So it's a gambit. The reason he's doing it, obviously, is he looks like a loser, and he needs something that will shore up his base, and that's by declaring this as an emergency. But, David, we can go back into history and find out what happened when despots started to declare emergencies and override the legitimate democratic institutions of government, and that's what's happening here. Trump has to make sure that his right-wing buddies on the air are satisfied with this, and that's what his approach has been. You can just see them working all of this out in the White House.
And as you alluded to, is he emboldened by this and will it be legislation by emergency?
Well, that's right. That's how dictators take over, David. They start to ignore their representative bodies. So it is a very dangerous time in the United States of America.
Well, as is with breaking news, sometimes you read a headline and you rub your eyes and you say, is that what I'm reading? The announcement came yesterday that Amazon is pulling out of its deal in Long Island City, Queens. A stunning rejection for the two often at odds politicians. That's Governor Andrew Cuomo and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who Amazon checked to make sure they'd get along before going with New York City. Now it's done. And Senator Gianaris, who you talked to for the Capital Connection, has been one of those leading the opposition to Amazon.
Well, if I was Mike Gianaris, and I like Mike Gianaris, I think he's a terrific leader, I'd be very nervous right now because the polling in New York shows overwhelmingly that New York has wanted it. So there's a progressive coalition, of course, which was against it. We know AOC, Cortez is opposed, and some of her friends are opposed, and yet this is something that people in New York City wanted. They said this is a matter of corporate welfare. You're giving all this money to the people who need it the least. You're giving all this money to the richest person in the world. And yet, New Yorkers thought that it would improve their infrastructure, that it would improve the importance of the city. And Gianaris told me, which was interesting, that the one poll that Amazon had come out with that showed that New Yorkers wanted it was basically a phony poll. You could organize it. And yet then Siena came out and others with other polls, which showed the exact same thing. So now there's a bigger question here, David, and let's go into it for a moment, and that is, and I wrote a column on it this week, is this an all-out war now between the Democrats in the Senate and the House, but particularly the Senate now that they've taken over against Andrew Cuomo? This is not an easy thing for him, I'll tell you right now. He argued vigorously for it. He said it would bring in over $30 billion to New York and that basically he and de Blasio had won. So what this is indicating, now that Gianaris was at the head of this group that refused to go along and Amazon says, okay, then we have the power, we're just going to go somewhere else. And we won't tell you where that somewhere else is, but it'll be somewhere else or it won't be at all. And New York is left with a picture of a Senate and a governor at war with each other. And by the way, David, he was quite clear in his disdain for what the Senate Democrats had done. You will remember that I said when the Democrats won the Senate that they had better be careful not to form a circular firing squad, which they have always done in the past. Here it is.
One thing they all did agree on, Alan, and was signed yesterday by the governor, is the Child Victims Act. And that extends the statute of limitations on molestation victims. And the issue, of course, had the governor in direct conflict with the Catholic Church.
Yeah, and this one, of course, he was right to sign it. They were right to pass it. What I've never understood is how the Republicans had opposed it for all of these years when they were in power, but they did. We always wonder when something like that happens, who had what to lose by opening this up? Maybe it was the church and the power that they had to put a stop to it because it's going to cost them money, and we knew it. But in any case, this is the right thing to do.
Was it the right thing to do to confirm William Barr, the Republican known for his expansive view of presidential power, as the new attorney general?
Well, yeah, you know, there's no way they couldn't have done that absent any smoking gun of any kind. The guy had been attorney general of the United States under Papa Bush. He gave a very good performance when he was before the confirming Senate. He was quite clear that he would, as much as possible, let people know what the Mueller report was. And yet, a lot of people were scratching his head when he said as much as possible, because we know that the whole thing could be possible. There's no law against that. So we'll have to see what he does. His integrity is going to be at stake when Mueller comes out with his report, and that's going to be soon.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Alan, listeners, have a great week, and believe it or not, I'm away next week. Thanks to all who are helping and filling in. We'll be back soon.
Well, David, we, of course, will miss you.